It's fantasy football time on Patriots.com with the fantasy football champs.
Fitzgerald leaps, and he's got it! It's a touchdown for Larry Fitzgerald!
Dominate your league with the guys from FFChamps.com.
Brees throwing back in the end zone, leaping grab, touchdown!
Todd DeVries and Bill Enright are the fantasy football champs.
What's up, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to the Fantasy Football Champs on Patriots.com Radio. Bill Enright here with Todd DeVries for the next 2 hours, and if you're listening to this show live, give us a call, 508-298-0398, or if you're listening to us on demand via the podcast, you can send us a tweet, at FFChamps, with your fantasy football questions. Todd, it's the fantasy football playoffs. This is what we've been waiting for all season long. It's finally here. It is time to help everybody bring home that trophy, the championship, and of course, the bragging rights.
Of course, Bill, and I assume you're in the playoffs in all of your leagues, correct?
All but two of them.
Okay. And you play in about 56 leagues, right?
Yeah, so my ratio is actually pretty good.
I'm feeling pretty good, my friend. I really am.
How are your leagues doing?
I'm doing well, and I've got a guy by the name of DeMarco Murray coming back in a couple leagues where I desperately could use his help.
Oh, you know, I've been waiting for him for so long. I have him in a couple leagues just based on my draft position. And one of my most important leagues, it's the league down the commissioner. It's the league with all my friends. Finally get DeMarco Murray back. Boy, did he look great the other night.
Yeah, he did. Actually, I had him benched. You know, I had to make my decision on him much earlier. So I had to bench him. I still won my game. I still have my playoff seed. And I'm looking good. Now I got him back because I've been very, very weak at running back after Marshawn Lynch in that particular league. I really had nobody. I've been kind of plugging and playing all year long. It's a really deep league, Bill. And, man, right. I really, really needed his help. So now that he's back, looked good against Philly, I'm feeling great, baby.
All right. I love to hear that. We want to hear from everyone that made their playoffs. So give us a call at 508-298-0398. There's a lot to get to today. Patriots and Texans fantasy breakdown, Monday Night Football. Week 14 waiver wire, will run through the list of injuries you need to keep an eye on, and we'll also reveal our Week 14 player rankings. And, of course, we're answering your emails and taking your telephone calls. You can email us, webradio@patriots.com. Before we move ahead to Week 14, what do you say we recap the champs and chumps from Week 13?
Playmakers, the showstoppers, the studs.
Woo!
And who were the losers, the bums, and the duds? Bill and Todd identify the champs and chumps.
That's right, champs and chumps, something fun we like to do every week. Hopefully you had a lot of champs on your squad in Week 13, not so much from the chumps. Hopefully all the chumps were either on your opponent's squad or on your bench. Todd, we'll start off with the quarterback champs. Got to go with the rookie here, Andrew Luck, 391 yards, four touchdowns. Now, he did have three interceptions, but the last 3 minutes of the game, he scored two touchdowns, helped the Colts win the game, and I know you've been high on Luck all season long.
I have, and I've been plugging him into my lineup every week, Bill. You know, our 10 commandments of winning in fantasy football, one of them is what, Bill?
Wait on thy quarterback.
Wait on thy quarterback on draft day. I do that in most every league that doesn't have a QB-heavy format. Yeah. Therefore, you know, in that 8th, 9th, 10th round, I was picking up guys like RG3, Andrew Luck, Peyton Manning. And look, how does it turn out? Turns out pretty darn well. Every year, Bill.
Yeah.
Every year. Now, the way I do it is I double up on my quarterbacks at that point, right?
Okay.
I usually go quarterbacks maybe two in a row or two out of the next three picks, you know, once I get into that realm.
Right.
That long. That's how I do it, hoping one of the two will pan out.
Right.
But, man, it just seems to pan out every year. Last year, it was Matt Stafford. This year, the three I just mentioned. It's the way to go. So, yes, I have Luck. I've been high on him all year. He's actually exceeded my fantasy expectations. And Bill, let's be honest, in that game against Detroit, he had a rough first half.
He did.
He got a lot of garbage time production, which still counts. But, man, he had those two touchdowns there in the last two and a half minutes. And he's clutch, and he's the real deal. He's gonna be one of the elite quarterbacks in this league for a long time.
A couple interesting matchups for Andrew Luck down the stretch. He plays the Houston Texans twice.
Yeah, he does. Now, is one of those in Week 17? It is week 17.
So hopefully by that time, unless you're in one of those leagues where your championship runs week 16 and week 17,
but Bill,
for the most part, fantasy championships over week 16, done.
Yeah, yeah. So listen to this. It actually works out pretty well. He's got this week home against Tennessee.
Yeah.
At Houston, at Kansas City.
Can't be better than that.
I'll take that. I mean, Houston, let's talk about Houston's defense for a second, Bill, before we move on with the other QB champs.
Sure.
I mean, Aaron Rodgers threw 6 touchdowns against that defense.
Yes, he did.
Matt Stafford looked awfully good against them on Thanksgiving.
Right.
Correct?
Yeah.
And how about Chad Henne ripping him apart a few weeks ago?
Yeah, 378 yards and 4 touchdowns, Henne.
So, and for Patriots fans out there, you know, I would expect the Patriots to put up some points on this Texas defense on Monday night.
That's a big matchup.
I think that the injuries have taken their toll. Still a good team, obviously.
Yep, right.
But that defense isn't all that. So, you know, you mentioned, you know, they have to play the Texans twice, one of which will count for fantasy. I'm not that worried about it. I think he'll still have a solid game.
All right. I'm looking forward to seeing Andrew Luck perform high level down the stretch. I think he's going to help win a lot of people their championships this year. How about our next quarterback champ is Tony Romo from the Dallas Cowboys. Not an exceptional game, but he solid. 303 yards, 3 touchdowns. Not a whole lot of options this week on the quarterback champs, and that's because listen to who made the chumps list this week. How about awful timing for these elite quarterbacks to put up some of their worst performances all season? I'll start it off. Tom Brady, 231.8 yards, 1 touchdown. That's good enough for just 11 fantasy points. Drew Brees, 341 yards. No touchdowns. His consecutive game touchdown streak comes to an end. 5 interceptions, 4 fantasy points. Aaron Rodgers, 286 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception, 14 fantasy points. And last but not least, Matt Ryan, 165 yards, 1 touchdown, only 10 points. Now, those 4 quarterbacks, Todd, have been top 5 fantasy performers all season long. And they were major letdowns. If you were banking on a guy like Brady or Brees, Rodgers or Matt Ryan, to help get you into the fantasy playoffs, well, you know, Christmas came a little bit early for your opponent.
Absolutely. And, you know, I've had Tom Brady in a couple leagues as well. So he hurt me in a couple leagues, no doubt about it. You know, I was the only one on this show, by the way, that had a feeling the Patriots would kind of have a, you know, sluggish performance against the Dolphins.
You were correct.
Right. So I wasn't like shocked by that. I don't know. I just had a weird feeling the Dolphins were going to kind of play a little tight, close to the vest.
Yeah.
But you know, Brady, hey, he gets the bad one out of the way. Now let's rip it up against Houston on Monday night and get rolling, because that the next week, Bill, he's got the Niners, and I'm a little concerned about that one fantasy wise.
Not worried about the Texans, but the Niners scare you a little bit.
A little bit. Fantasy-wise, I'm a little worried about that one.
All right.
I mean, because that'll be my Super Bowl. And, you know, and assuming I'm in the Super Bowl, I'm going to be relying on Tom Terrific. And, you know, I'm not going to bench him. I'm going to play him.
Right.
You can't bench Tom Brady in week 16.
No.
You start him 15 weeks. You know, you can't bench him no matter who he's playing against in the Super Bowl week.
We have a poll up at ffchamps.com. Which quarterback would you rather have for the fantasy playoffs? Right now, the most popular answer is Peyton Manning with 46% of the votes. Tom Brady comes in second, 20% of the votes. How about Drew Brees, only 6% of the votes? Aaron Rodgers right now, 0%. No one has faith in Aaron Rodgers. What's going on out there? RG3, the rookie, 20% of the votes. And then other, you know, Andrew Luck, maybe Matt Ryan, some of those other quarterbacks, they come in with 6% of the votes. So it goes Peyton Manning, 46, RG3, 20. Tom Brady, 20, Drew Brees, 6, and Aaron Rodgers, 0. Why does no one have faith in Aaron Rodgers? Who's he playing?
He's got Detroit, Chicago, Tennessee next 3 weeks.
Detroit and Tennessee, not bad. Chicago matchup in the middle is kind of tough.
Peyton Manning's got Raiders, Ravens, Browns.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Ravens defense, Charlie Batch threw 2 touchdowns against them. All right? So let's be honest here. Can't be scared of the Ravens.
Again, it's kind of like the Texans. Their defense isn't quite as good as it's been billed, you know, the preseason. There's a lot of injuries. Suggs is hurt again. You know, who knows what's going on with Ray Lewis there. But even if he does come back, like they had briefly mentioned, I mean, he can't be nearly 100%. So, you know, Ravens and Houston, they're not going to be winning it with defense. which is very good news for Patriots fans. Forget fantasy for a second. Just get to the Super Bowl.
Right. Sure is. All right, let's move over to the running back champs. And, Todd, I mentioned that I didn't make my playoffs in one of the leagues, one of my most important leagues. And that was because I was facing both of these running backs, Adrian Peterson and Bryce Brown. A nightmarish matchup for me. Adrian Peterson, 210 yards, one touchdown. That is the fourth running back to make the 200-yard club this season. Jamaal Charles, Doug Martin, and Ahmad Bradshaw all rushed for over 200 yards this year. Peterson, of course, he saved his best performance of the year when my opponent had him on the roster. And then Bryce Brown, Todd, the guy back-to-back weeks, dominant, 169 yards, two touchdowns, the only running back in the entire NFL to have two rushing touchdowns in Week 13. And I'll tell you what, the Eagles, they got something going here with this rookie.
Yeah, this guy's a beast. I mean, he's a big boy. He's fast. He's powerful. He likes to hold the ball like a loaf of bread, though, Bill.
Yeah, but, a little bit of fumble-itis.
Fantasy-wise, that doesn't matter too much. I mean, he's going to fumble it once or twice a game. He just holds it way too far out. He doesn't hold it high and tight at all. And, you know, he's red hot. So what are the Eagles going to do? They're going to try to make things simple for Nick Foles, right? And what better way to do it than to rely on a running game? So ride him while he's hot, baby. They got the Tampa Bay Bucs this week, and that's not a terrible matchup, is it?
No, it's not at all. Tampa Bay, very prone to the run.
And then Adrian Peterson, what more can you say? I mean, the bionic man, he's better than ever. This guy.
Six straight games with over 100 yards. I don't know if it gets much better than that.
You know what? And this is the one player I'm totally kicking myself on, Bill.
I know.
Did not draft Adrian
Peterson.
We all let it happen.
First round goes by. Second round goes by. Start of the third round. Oh, you know what? I'm going to take Adrian Peterson. Maybe his knees. 100%.
Yeah, totally agree.
Who would have thought that back in August?
I totally agree. I mean, and I had, for whatever reason, Bill, in all of the leagues that mattered to me, I had a late-round draft pick. I was like, you know, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th spot in all of them.
Right.
So I didn't take him in any of my first two rounds at all. Didn't even consider him. And he didn't fall to me in the third round in any league. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know... I wish he had because I just wasn't high on him. I was worried, very concerned, and rightly so. And he's proved everyone wrong. This guy is truly the bionic man.
He had a great game against the who did that game come against? Against the Green Bay Packers. Great game. All right, let's move over to the running back chumps, and you got to start it off with Ryan Matthews. What a major disappointment! Not only this season, throughout his career, 3 years in the league, 9 carries in Week of 13. 26 yards, 3 receptions, 25 yards. Ryan Matthews was drafted in a lot of leagues that I was in, higher than Adrian Peterson, and he doesn't even have a quarter of the fantasy points that Peterson has this year.
Oh, he's terrible. You know, at first we blamed it on North Turner not utilizing him enough.
Right, yeah.
You know, he came off that one game against the Saints back in Week 5 when he had 12 carries for 80 yards and a touchdown. And he also caught 6 balls for 59 yards. And we're like, okay, let's go. Let's get rolling here, Ryan. Nothing. He hasn't scored since, Bill. He hasn't scored since.
I don't know what happened to him.
Nah, he's awful. Just terrible. I have no idea. I can't tell you what's going on with him. And he's got Pittsburgh this week, which isn't a great matchup. And,
lots
you know,
of luck.
And he's got the Carolina, which is decent, and then the Jets in Week 16.
He has yet to rush over 100 yards this season. Hasn't done it yet.
Nope.
All right, how about Chris Wells back in action for the Arizona Cardinals? But he only had 14 carries. I mean, he had 14 carries, which is a pretty solid number. But only 22 yards against one of the weakest run defenses in the league against the New York Jets. Chris Wells, big-time disappointment in Week 13.
Does that surprise you, though?
Well, yes, it does, because the Jets were allowing the third most fantasy points to running backs this year.
Yeah.
So that's a big surprise.
From that standpoint, I understand. But Beanie Wells, I mean, that's just a guy. We should do a segment on this, Bill, here in the next couple of weeks. Guys you just will never draft ever again. You know, like an O'Shawn Moreno. Beanie Wells is on that list for me. I just can't trust him. Nothing surprises me with this guy at all. So not surprised by his woes last week.
The Patriots rushed for 147 yards and a touchdown against the Jets. Rams, 107 yards. Seahawks, 140 yards and a touchdown. Dolphins, 101 yards and a touchdown. Patriots, again, 131 yards and a touchdown. So 5 straight games they had over 100 yards allowed against the Jets. And then Beanie Wells comes to town, and he rushes for 23 yards. That's a head-scratcher.
It's not good. No, the Cardinals, man. The Cardinals, what have they lost now? How many in a row have they lost? 8?
I think 7. 7 or 8, yeah.
They were starting off 4-0.
Yeah, terrible.
You know,
probably one of the biggest collapses this season, the Arizona Cardinals.
Well, we all said they were kind of fool's gold at 4-0, but we didn't expect them to rip off 8 straight losses, and it is 8 in a row.
Eight in a row.
Well, look at their offense. I mean, Larry Fitzgerald catches 1 or 2 balls now. I mean, it's the whole thing's a mess. And we'll get to him, I'm sure, in the chumps here, in wide receiver chumps.
Yeah, he'll be there. Trust me, I got him there.
Yeah.
All right, how about the wide receiver champs, though? Calvin Johnson, the guy's on an absolute tear. Adrian Peterson's on a tear at running back. Calvin Johnson is on a tear at wide receiver. 13 receptions, 171 yards, and a touchdown. And it wasn't too long ago that everyone started to worry about Calvin Johnson. Why isn't he getting into the end zone? Why isn't he scoring any touchdowns? Well, guess what, folks? He's got 4 straight games with at least 1 touchdown, 5 straight games with over 130 yards in each of his last 5 games. Absolutely incredible. Already has 1,400 yards this season, 86 receptions, and he's finding the end zone. So just like we thought, Calvin Johnson, the number one wide receiver this year.
And did you see the targets the last 2 weeks for this guy?
This is like in the double digits every week. 20 targets, 17 targets.
Yeah, he had 17 and 20 targets last week. 2 weeks ago. It's crazy.
Well, listen, Indianapolis has some trouble at the wide receiver spot. Ryan Broyles tore his ACL. Titus Young is purposely lining up in the wrong spot. The team is declaring him a healthy scratcher each and every week. Nate Burleson broke his leg a couple weeks ago. The Lions are hurting for a wide receiver. They got Mike Thomas, who they signed the week of Thanksgiving. He's going to be their starter this week.
Wow.
So, yeah, Calvin Johnson's going to eat up those targets, of course. They got no one else.
What the heck is going on with Titus Young?
He's a knucklehead. He is the epitome of knuckleheadness.
What is he trying to do?
Knuckleheadness. He's trying to hurt his team.
Yeah, it's working. It's working.
Not for him.
Yeah,
he's on the bench every week.
Yeah. Jeez, this is ridiculous. Well, hey, the Lions are at Green Bay next week. Then they're at Arizona. And they finish things off at home against the Falcons. And think about it, Bill. Detroit and Atlanta in week 16 of fantasy Super Bowl week. A lot of fantasy titles are going to be on the line in that matchup. A lot of fantasy points are going to be scored in that one.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, how about some more wide receiver champs? We got Demaryius Thomas from the Denver Broncos. 8 receptions, 99 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Wes Welker, 12 receptions, 103 yards. He found the end zone as well. And then Brandon Marshall, this guy's a PPR machine, 10 receptions, 165 yards. These 4 wide receivers are about as consistent as you can get.
Yeah, they are. And hopefully they can continue on that stretch. 3 of the 4 have excellent quarterbacks throwing them the rock. I mean, you can't really trust Jay Cutler too much, but you got Brady, Peyton Manning, and Matt Stafford throwing you the ball. You're in good shape.
All right, how about the wide receiver chumps this week? And we mentioned his teammate Beanie Wells. Larry Fitzgerald makes the wide receiver chump list again. Oh, excuse me.
You're all right there. Hi. Are you choking like Larry Fitzgerald choked this past weekend?
I just feel bad.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
That's terrible.
Let me take over for a second while you catch your breath.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you.
Last 3 weeks, okay, the targets haven't been awful for Larry Fitzgerald. 7 targets, 12 targets, and 7 targets, which, if I do my math correctly, it's 26 targets. The problem is, on those 26 targets, Bill, 5 receptions, 5 catches in the last 3 weeks?
Again,
are you kidding me?
I don't feel bad for many NFL players. Larry Fitzgerald's one of them. He has no quarterback.
That's insane.
His team's terrible. 1 catch for 23 yards against the Jets. He hasn't scored since week 9. Only 4 touchdowns on the year. But the receptions, you'd
Bill,
think
he'd
get
3,
5 or 6.
He has 3 games this year where he's only caught 1 ball.
I can't believe it. That's what I'm saying. You'd think the receptions would still be there. You said with Brandon Marshall, he doesn't have a great quarterback in Jay Cutler. but at least he's catching the ball 10 times a game.
Yeah.
How come they're not just throwing to Larry Fitz? Target him. If they're only targeting him 7 times, well, you know what? Target him 27 times. Maybe then he'll get a few more catches.
It's remarkable. And this is a guy, Bill, in one of my most important leagues, fell to me in the 4th round.
And you think you're getting a steal.
I have to take him. I passed on him in the 3rd round. I was
right.
Kind of kicking myself. Then he's still there, and I'm like, oh, these chumps in my league, what are they smoking, you know?
You got to bring back Kurt Warner.
Oh, just unbelievable. Well, hey, the Cardinals are going to be up there, and they're going to have to take a stab at one of these rookie quarterbacks in next year's draft.
Oh, that's terrible,
nothing.
Too.
Yeah.
We don't like the quarterbacks in next year's draft,
I don't,
right?
Nope. Yeah, anybody out there that's, you know, we've had a great, great cast of rookie fantasy impact players this year, Bill.
Got a little spoiled.
Russell Wilson, Tannehill,
yep.
And RG3, and Doug Martin.
Yep. Brandon
all
Whedon.
These guys, you know, it's not happening this year, not the quarterback position. Do you know Smith, Matt Barkley? Not close to the same caliber as Luck and RG3, so don't expect this to happen next year.
All right, one more wide receiver chump to get to. Another guy that only had one catch. That's Roddy White. One catch, 20 yards. Roddy White had a great matchup against the New Orleans Saints all the way back last Thursday, and yet he did nothing.
Yeah, the Falcons' offense was weird in that game.
Yeah, they started off the ball. They started off the game running really well. They went to Michael Turner a lot of Jaquizz Rodgers. Roddy White did nothing. One catch, 90 yards, 20 yards.
Bill, you know Roddy hasn't scored in a
and he had
time.
7 targets.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, what were we going to say? Roddy White hasn't scored since when? Week 6 against Oakland?
Week 6 against Oakland.
Oh, man.
We're
what
in week 14. We're in week 14, Bill. He scored 4 touchdowns in his first 6 games, and he hasn't scored since.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
Yep, big problem. Yep. All right, how about the tight end champs? We got Brandon Myers from the Oakland Raiders. How about this performance? 14 grabs, 130 yards, and he found pay dirt by getting into the end zone. Excellent game by Brandon Myers. Top tight end in week 13, and Carson Palmer was looking at him a lot.
I love that one. I was actually kind of kicking myself. I benched Brandon Pettigrew for Myers, and then Pettigrew had a decent game against the Colts, you know, decent. And I'm like, oh, played the wrong tight end this week. Because I was thinking, about, you know, the forecast for that Raiders game, the weather forecast was awful. It was supposed to be rainy and muddy and terrible. Stay away, fantasy-wise. Well, Brandon Myers, I had him in there, Bill, and he came through for me in a big way, unintentionally.
Yeah, right. How about Heath Miller? He had a good game. 5 grabs, 97 yards and a touchdown. And even Jason Witten, 6 grabs, 108 yards for the Dallas Cowboys star tight end.
Yeah, and Jason Witten, hey, that spleen injury, that seems like a long time ago now, doesn't it?
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
Witten in a PPR league, Bill. I got one scenario here before we get to the chumps.
Sure.
I drafted Jimmy Graham in one league, PPR league. Okay.
Yeah.
And then somebody dropped Witten, like, in the first week or so because of the injury.
Right.
So I just grabbed him just for the hell of it, just to have him.
Yeah.
And now I think I need to start Witten over Jimmy. I mean, he's lighting it up. He's outscored Jimmy Graham, like, the last 3 weeks, PPR.
You know, the great thing about Jason Witten is he gets a lot of receptions and he gets a lot of yards. But he doesn't get into the end zone. I was watching the game with a friend that had Jason Witten, needed him to score in that Sunday night game against the Eagles in order to get into the playoffs.
He got to the 1 yard line
twice. It happened twice to the poor kid. He was almost in tears. But
well,
he just doesn't get into the end zone, yeah?
Yeah, the one, it looked like he kind of bounced on the line, but they just pounded it in the next play anyway. But, yeah, I mean, Witten is he's just a PPR machine, Bill.
Yep, he certainly is. All right, how about the tight end chumps? Vernon Davis. I don't know if there's any other tight end in the league that has more talent than Vernon Davis, but he just doesn't produce. I don't know if it's this offense. I don't know if it's Colin Kaepernick under center. 2 receptions, 15 yards for Vernon Davis. Todd, this was a guy last year that was a top 5 tight end. This year, he might not even make the top 15.
He's number 11 in total points. Tight ends.
All right.
Not
so
good.
He's a little off.
37 catches, Bill, through 13 weeks. It's 3 catches a week. Awful.
What did he finish with last year? 792 and 6. 9,
yeah, but he went nuts
7,
in the playoffs.
965 and 13. Yeah, right. He had a great playoff run. Right.
Yeah, it was all the playoffs. You saw what he did in the playoffs, and you're like, oh, here we go. Vernon's finally, you know, living up to his hype from when he was drafted. But no, he was awful. So yeah, you can't rely on him down the stretch, especially with Kaepernick at quarterback. Still trying to figure out what they're doing there on that offense.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I know the answer.
I know
that Colin Kaepernick's going to be the starter again, week 13. Yeah. Week 14. Yeah.
How about it?
All right, last tight end chump of the week, Dustin Keller from the New York Jets. We had to throw a Jets player in here, Todd. It's only right. They only scored 7 points. 2 receptions, 17 yards.
7-6.
Keller.
Seriously.
Yeah, 7-6, right.
That game lived down to its billing, you know? We joked about it last week, how awful that game was going to be.
Yeah.
It was.
It was bad. And it was big really weekend bad. For Alabama. They made it to the national title game, and then they saw their former quarterback, Greg McElroy, come back in action for the Jets and take the Jets to the victory. Gave the Jets a win.
Take the Jets to the victory. You were trying to say something more impressive than that, but you can't.
I can't.
They beat
the
stinking Cardinals.
Yeah, I know. Yep.
And they're just going to wallow under 500 the rest of the way and finish out the string there. Do you think they're going to bring Rex Ryan back?
Yes, I do. I think Rex, the thing about the Jets is, and I told you, I had a conversation once with Woody Johnson, and it was very clear to me, the guy doesn't care about winning, he cares about filling the seats and making money. And Rex Ryan, for whatever reason, fills the seats as much as he possibly could. I mean, if you ever look at a Jets game on TV, there's no one there. But Rex Ryan puts people in the stands. That's why they signed Tim Tebow. Puts people in the stands.
Wow. Wow, that's all I can say. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, it's they're not going anywhere. This franchise is just going in the tank. Much to the delight of all Patriots fans around the world, of course.
Right. Yeah, Patriot fans love it. They had enough of those loudmouth New Yorkers.
Yeah.
There's an excellent article on footballnation.com. It's a help wanted ad for Jets head coach and general manager qualifications, ability to deal with disruptive players. Good with numbers, good judge of character, must be at least 10 years old.
Rex Ryan, he fits most of those descriptions.
Yeah, he certainly does.
How about must love feet? Is that on there?
Must love feet, that's on there, yeah. Basic understanding of football, offense and defense.
Ugh.
Patience, you must have patience. Many players are very immature and or slow learners, so you will have to explain things multiple times. That's good. Check it out, footballnation.com.
What are the Jets doing this week at quarterback, Bill?
I think they're here's another thing. They can't agree on it. The owner, Woody Johnson, wants them to start Greg McElroy. The GM, Mike Tannenbaum, and their offensive coordinator, what the heck's his name, Tony Sperano, want to start Mark Sanchez. No one wants to start Tim Tebow. We know that. We know they can agree on that. No one wants to start Tim Tebow. It's either Mark Sanchez or Greg McElroy. Tim Tebow, not even in the equation.
You know, it's a shame because the Jets are kind of hogging some decent matchups the next 2 weeks. Here's what I mean. They're playing Jacksonville and Tennessee the next 2 weeks, Bill.
Right, so they can't get some wins.
Well, who cares about the wins? I'm saying fantasy-wise, you'd pretty much want to have any other team playing those two teams so you can get some fantasy value out of it. Who on the Jets are you going to start against those two teams? Maybe
nobody.
Maybe Keller if you're in a tight end bind?
Maybe Sean Green if you're looking for a flex at running back?
Maybe. Do you know
what
I mean?
That's it.
Like anybody. Even if it was like Buffalo or one of these other crappy teams, at least there's some fantasy value there against Jacksonville. I mean, you want to start everybody against Jacksonville. And the Jets are hogging up the spot. Come on.
The Jets might be the least relevant fantasy team in the entire NFL. I can't think of a worse team with zero options like the Jets.
Exactly.
I mean,
that's my point.
The Chiefs have Jamal Charles and Dwayne Bowe. The Oakland Raiders, Brian Myers has been playing great. Marcel Reese has been playing great. Dyer McFadden's back on track for week 14.
Cardinals.
Jacksonville Jaguars. Yeah, maybe the Cardinals. They might be the only ones. Larry Fitz is the only viable option there.
Right.
But the Jets take the cake. They are absolutely fantasy irrelevant. Terrible.
Yeah, you're right, man. I'm looking at the list here. Maybe Miami.
I mean, Reggie Bush and Brian Hartline aren't that bad.
They're better than what the Jets have, yeah. Wow.
And the Jaguars have some pretty good receivers. Titans have Chris Johnson. Kendall
Wright. You're right. They're the worst.
The
award.
Yep, that's it. All right, so that was it for Champs and Chumps. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll break down the Monday night football matchup for the Pats against the Houston Texans. from a fantasy football angle. You won't want to miss it. You're listening to the Fantasy Football Champs on Patriots.com Radio.
Ah, that is the unmistakable scent of smoked sausage in this Dunkin' Donuts breakfast sandwich.
Yeah, you mentioned that 4 whiffs ago.
True smoked sausage deliciousness must be treasured.
Hurry in today for the unmistakable taste of the smoked sausage breakfast sandwich from Dunkin' Donuts. It's deliciously irresistible. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Stop by Dunkin' Donuts and get a freshly brewed coffee. America runs on Dunkin'.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then, I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live, right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Up top, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the red zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call *NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics tickets to all games with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit patriots.com/the list to join today.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only 4-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochette. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop. Dine. Enjoy.
Contractors, having trouble getting a construction bond? Did you miss the chance to bid a job because your agent didn't support you? Give me a call. My name is Brent Cross. I want to be your bond agent. Call 800-999-7345. That's 800-999-7345. Online at crossagency.com. Cross Insurance is one of New England's largest providers of construction bonds. Don't miss out on any more work. Cross Insurance, the official insurance broker of the New England Patriots.
Welcome to Dunkin' Donuts.
I need some of Dunkin's delicious packaged coffee.
Sure, how many do you need?
One for everybody on my holiday shopping list.
Wow, so that's why you brought a wheelbarrow.
Give the gift everyone loves to get. Delicious Dunkin' Donuts packaged coffee. Get 2 pounds for just $12.99. Available only at Dunkin' restaurants. America runs on Dunkin'. Plus applicable taxes. Single pound sold at regular price. Offer excludes 8-ounce packages. Participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Contractors, having trouble getting a construction bond? Did you miss the chance to bid a job because your agent didn't support you? Give me a call. My name is Brent Cross. I want to be your bond agent. Call 800-999-7345. That's 800-999-7345. online at crossagency.com. Cross Insurance is one of New England's largest providers of construction bonds. Don't miss out on any more work. Cross Insurance, the official insurance broker of the New England Patriots.
Rooting for the Patriots is great.
Woo!
Rooting for one specific Patriots player because he's on your fantasy football team, well, that's just spectacular.
Brady on first down, play action, shoots it down the field, wide open, Gronkowski touchdown. That was like stealing. I mean, he was wide open.
It's time for the Patriots Fantasy Spotlight on Fantasy Football Champs.
All right, Bill and Todd hanging out with you. Just getting started here on the Fantasy Football Champs. We went over the champs and chumps for Week 13. So now it is time to turn our attention to Week 14. And we do that every week by going over the Patriots matchup. We break it down from a fantasy football angle. This weekend, Monday night game against the Houston Texans. A lot of implications in terms of the AFC standings. But we don't really want to get into that. We just want to help everyone out there with their fantasy football lineups. And I got to tell you, the Patriots, they've been on fire this year, especially on offense. Other than their Week 13 game against the Dolphins, they've been lighting up the scoreboard, Todd.
Absolutely, and I think that they can light up the scoreboard this week. I'm not that worried about the Texans matchup, Bill.
All right.
I think that Tom Brady will outperform what he did against the Dolphins on the road last week.
Yeah.
Stephen Ridley's kind of the curious case, and we'll get to him in a second. But
yeah.
Tom Brady, okay, where do we have him ranked this week? Number three?
Number three.
Okay, so, you know, number three, that's a pretty lofty ranking there, going up against that so-called, you know, incredible Texans defense.
Yeah.
And, you know, the reason for that, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but the Texans' pass defense is ranked 19th.
That is correct.
Not right?
That good when it comes to stopping the pass, especially when the Houston Texans, they're without their top cornerback, Jonathan Joseph. He's been out the last couple of games.
Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, now let's talk about this for 1 second. Sometimes stats can be a little deceiving, okay?
Yeah.
The Texans have, for the majority of the season, up until the last couple of weeks anyway, they had gotten out to some huge leads in a lot
of
these games.
Yeah.
So what does the other team do? They stop running and they start passing. So therefore,
correct,
they're going to get some garbage passing yards, and they're not going to rush the ball as much. So maybe those numbers are a little bit skewed. But still, Jacksonville a couple weeks ago, that game was not a blowout. That game was back and forth, and Henny ripped them apart, right?
Yep.
So I'm feeling pretty good about Brady this week. It's a statement game. It's a huge game. It's basically a playoff game.
Hey, we have him ranked third for a reason. We think he's going to have a great game. Now, Stephen Ridley, on the other hand, we have him ranked 17th, playing against a Texans defense that is giving up the least amount of points. Let me say that once again. The least amount of points to opposing running backs this year. One of the best defenses in the league. Only two touchdowns on the ground. And I'll tell you what, that all came in one game. It was Mikel Ashour on Thanksgiving. So that's a little bit of a, you know, you want to lower your expectations this week for Stephen Ridley from a fantasy football standpoint. Otherwise, Ridley's been great.
I think I still start him as a running back, too.
You have to start him as an RB2, correct.
Yeah, I'm not going to bench him.
No.
You know, and you know, I still think he can, you know, he'll put up some average numbers. You just got to keep your expectations in check with Ridley this week. That's all.
Ridley has 5 straight games with at least a touchdown. He hasn't gotten over 100 yards, but he's gotten pretty close the last four games. A couple of games of 97 and 98 yards. He did have 127 yards back in week 8 against the St. Louis Rams. But other than that, he's been finding the end zone. So, you know, maybe the Texans, I said, they've only let up 2 touchdowns all season long, both of which came against the Lions on Thanksgiving. Maybe this is the week that Ridley ends that streak for the Texans.
Listen to this, okay?
Yeah, what do you got?
The over-unders. I'm looking at Las Vegas' over-unders for this week's slate of NFL games.
Yeah.
And did you know that this game is tied for the highest over-under in the league?
What is the highest?
Fantasy friendly, baby. It's 53 points.
What's the other game?
The Giants game
and the Saints,
and the close is also the Denver Raiders game as well.
That's a Thursday night game this week.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is, you know, as we're analyzing the Patriots here, I mean,
right,
again, it kind of
points
validates
right
what we're
line
just talking about. I think there are going to be some points in this game.
Yeah. Danny Woodhead ranked 51st. Shane Vereen ranked 45th on our running back rankings at ffchamps.com. So really, Ridley, the only viable running back option from the Patriots. But we do have Wes Welker ranked as our third wide receiver, coming off a great game against the Miami Dolphins. Got over 100 yards, double-digit receptions, got into the end zone. And the Houston Texans, just like we have Brady ranked high, it's because the Texans are allowing the eighth most points to wide receivers this year. So there you go. Great matchup for Wes Welker.
Yep, totally agree. I mean, Walker's been top three, top four, especially PPR all season long. There's no reason to think he's going to stop now.
We got Brandon Lloyd ranked 31st. And even though Lloyd's been quiet lately with the injury to Julian Edelman, and we do have somewhat breaking news, the Patriots re-signed wide receiver Dante Stallworth and placed wide receiver Julian Edelman on IR. So Edelman goes to the injured reserve list. Dante Stallworth will maybe he'll get some snaps against the Houston Texans. But right now we have Wes Welker ranked third, Brandon Lloyd ranked 31st.
Bill, Brandon Lloyd, fantasy disaster this year.
He was a big-time sleeper of the year for a lot of people.
Lloyd!
Reuniting with Josh McDaniels, his coach in Denver and in St. Louis. And I don't know what happened to Lloyd this year. You know what it is? There's too many options for the Patriots. You know, when Lloyd was with the Broncos, he was it. Last year with the Rams, he was the only one. Comes to the Patriots, and there's a lot of other guys fighting for that ball.
I mean, the last 4 weeks, Bill, fantasy-wise, non-PPR. Five fantasy points, five fantasy points, three and one.
Right. Not very good.
No, it's terrible. And, you know, this is a bona fide sleeper.
Right.
A lot of people liked him heading into the season.
A lot of people liked him.
You know, a deep threat, the complement to Wes Welker.
Sure. I still have him ranked inside the top 35. I think he has a pretty good matchup this week. I don't know who you're comparing him to, but at this point, he's a borderline starter, in my opinion.
Wow.
Borderline starter.
All right.
How about the tight end, Aaron Hernandez? He looked great last week. Ranked third on our rankings for week 14. Texans are 22nd when it comes to stopping the tight end. So Aaron Hernandez, the injury seems to be behind him, even though, you know, his practice routine is a little bit unorthodox. But 8 grabs, 97 yards last week, almost got into the end zone. But Brady targeted him 13 times, and that's certainly a good sign.
Great sign. This is exactly what Patriots fans want to see for winning ball games, and it's what fantasy managers want to see without Gronk.
Right.
You know, of course, most people didn't. He didn't handcuff Hernandez to Gronk. You don't handcuff your tight ends. But, hey, it's always good to have another tight end step up in the world of fantasy.
All right, let's take a look at the Texans. Matt Schaub, I have him ranked 12th this week, highest he's been in a while. And this is a guy that threw over for 527 yards a couple weeks ago. So I have Schaub ranked 12th, playing against a Patriots defense that is, I'll tell you, they're 27th when it comes to stopping the quarterbacks in fantasy football. Living up, that's the bottom five for most points allowed.
You know, 12 sounds about right for Schaub. You know, he's a solid low end play if you're, you know, when you're in a 12 team league.
Right. Like, who am I going to really put him over? You know, that's what it really came down to. I put him borderline starter if you're in a 10 team league. I trust him a little bit more this weekend than a guy like Andy Dalton, Joe Flacco, Cam Newton, Tony Romo, even. But you know, the guy. Your normal guys, Matt Ryan, Andrew Luck, Stafford, Eli, RG3, and then the elite quarterbacks, all are ranking ahead of Schaub this week. But the matchup's great. So if you have Schaub on your team, you may want to consider using him.
I'm surprised you have Cam Newton below him.
Playing against the Atlanta defense, man.
Yeah, but Cam, he's
the king
of
pass.
He's the king of
pass.
Yeah, but he runs, baby.
He does run, and he's had two good weeks, back-to-back weeks. But the last game against the Atlanta Falcons, he had a really good game too, 250 yards, two touchdowns.
I'm reconsidered
86 yards and a touchdown. I might have to go back and look.
But I was just thinking about what you had said is, you know, who would I rank Matt Schaub ahead of?
Yeah.
And the other guys I kind of all agree with. You know, Schaub's in that Flacco, Dalton, Russell Wilson zone to me. But I think the potential for Cam Newton's always a little bit higher.
I just re-ranked Cam.
There you
go. Schaub's now the 13th ranked quarterback.
How about it? Live on the air, the ranking shift. Well, where do you have Arian Foster ranked this week, Bill?
I got him ranked number one, Todd.
Numero uno.
He belongs in numero uno. It's either him or Adrian Peterson every week, pretty much for the most part, at number one. Peterson plays against a tough Chicago Bears defense this week, so I gave Foster the edge Have them ranked number one. Even though the Patriots, you know, they have a really good run defense. Give up the 13th least amount of points to running back. So tough matchup for Arian Foster, but he's so dimensional, multidimensional. Catches the ball out of the backfield.
Well, what happened to him last week, though, Bill? What happened to Arian Foster last week?
I didn't really watch a whole lot of that Jaguars, or who was it? They played the Titans? Played the Jaguars or the Titans?
Yeah, the Titans.
Yeah.
They had 14 carries for 38 yards and a touchdown.
He found the end zone. He finds the end zone. He's good for five grabs every week. I'm not sure what happened last week. 38 yards, that's his lowest performance of the season. But still, even on a bad day, Foster still scores.
Well, the concern was Justin Forsett, because Forsett also had 14 carries.
Yeah.
For 64 yards. So there was some concern whether Arian Foster might be banked up a little bit. You know, what's going on here? Why is he only getting half the carries? There's no further news on that item?
Well, you know, Foster is on pace to have the most attempts this year, so maybe they're trying to dial that back. He's on pace for 377 attempts this year, and the only other person that's even close to that is Marshawn Lynch with 333. So Foster, 40 more carries on pace for than any other running back in the league.
Okay, yeah. And you know what? They were up 21-3 when he scored that touchdown, so maybe they just started to give him a break a little bit. Okay.
And then what about Andre Johnson, their other playmaker?
Andre the Giant, baby. He looked great on Thanksgiving.
He certainly did. Ranked 10th. I have him ranked 10th this week. Should get plenty of targets, and I think he's going to be set up for some big plays. Patriots are giving up the 10th most points to wide receivers. And Andre Johnson, he's a guy that drives defensive coordinators nuts because he's such a mismatch. He's so tall, so fast, so strong, that he just goes up and gets it in the red zone, and that's why fantasy managers love him.
Yep, a little bit of an off week last week. Again, kind of a ho-hum victory over the Titans.
Yeah, it was.
But the 2 weeks before, 9 catches, 188 yards, and then the week before that, 14 catches, 273 yards, and a touchdown in that wacky game against the Jags. So
he's
pretty hot right now, and you're right, he should have a decent game. He's healthy, and I think he's healthy. He's listed as probable this week.
Yeah, he'll be fine.
So he'll be fine, and he should do well. So, yeah, that sounds about right, number 10.
All right, last playmaker from the Texans is Owen Daniels, their tight end. I have him ranked 5th. The Patriots are giving up the 3rd most points to tight ends, and Owen Daniels, he's really used as a second wide receiver in this Houston Texans offense.
Yeah, he is. Underrated tight end. Doesn't get a
very
lot of credit.
Very underrated, yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't get a lot of credit, and he keeps producing. You know, he gets a nice number of targets. He'll get anywhere between 7 and 10 targets, which he's gotten between 7 and 10 targets the past 5 games. You know,
right.
He scored 3 touchdowns in his last 5 games. He won't get you, a crazy amount of yards. You know, he's going to get you 50, 60 yards, 4 or 5 catches, and maybe a touchdown. That's a quality low-end tight end.
Yeah. All right, so there you have it, Patriots-Texans Monday Night Football Fantasy Football Breakdown. When we come back, we'll go over the players who went down with an injury in Week 13. You got to keep an eye out for them in Week 14. We'll also discuss the waiver wire, who you want to pick up for the fantasy playoffs, see if there's anyone out there that can help bring you home a championship. That's all coming up next, right here on Patriots.com Radio.
Ah, that is the unmistakable scent of smoked sausage in this Dunkin' Donuts breakfast sandwich.
Yeah, you mentioned that 4 whiffs ago.
True smoked sausage deliciousness must be treasured.
Hurry in today for the unmistakable taste of a smoked sausage breakfast sandwich from Dunkin' Donuts. It's deliciously irresistible. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Stop by Dunkin' Donuts and get a freshly brewed coffee. America runs on Dunkin'.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then, I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live, right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Up top, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the red zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call Star NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics tickets to all games, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Want to be a Patriot season ticket holder? Join the Patriot season ticket holder wait list and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriot season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit patriots.com/the list to join today.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop. Dine. Enjoy.
Contractors, having trouble getting a construction bond? Did you miss the chance to bid a job because your agent didn't support you? Give me a call. My name is Brent Cross. I want to be your bond agent. Call 800-999-7345. That's 800-999-7345. Online at crossagency.com. Cross Insurance is one of New England's largest providers of construction bonds. Don't miss out on any more work. Cross Insurance, the official insurance broker of the New England Patriots.
Welcome to Dunkin' Donuts.
I need some of Dunkin's delicious packaged coffee.
Sure, how many do you need?
One for everybody on my holiday shopping list.
Wow, so that's why you brought a wheelbarrow.
Give the gift everyone loves to get. Delicious Dunkin' Donuts packaged coffee. Get 2 pounds for just $12.99. Available only at Dunkin' restaurants. America runs on Dunkin'. Plus applicable taxes. Single pound sold at regular price. Offer excludes 8-ounce packages. Participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Todd DeVries and Bill Enright want to help you dominate your fantasy football league. Call in at 508-298-0398.
That's right. Phone lines are wide open. Ace Ticket Hotline, 508-298-0398. You have a question about your fantasy football team for the playoffs, Week 14. Hurry up and give us a call. We'll answer some emails right now, webradio@patriots.com. We got a lot of emails coming in already. Taylor wants to know, is Stephen Ridley a viable running back? One, unfortunately, she had some injuries to Maurice Jones-Drew and Willis McGahee. Now, she also has Bryce Brown on the squad. We don't know when LeSean McCoy will come back. But what do you think, Todd? Do you think Ridley, you think she can ride Ridley throughout the fantasy champion, throughout the fantasy playoffs?
I wouldn't call him an RB1.
Okay.
I think I'd call him an RB2.
Right.
But, yeah, he's viable. I mean, depends on who else she has. You said she has Bryce Brown.
She does, right? Yeah.
And, really, there's no sign of when LeSean McCoy is going to be back. I did a little research over the break, and it's still kind of up in the air. He's not playing this week, pretty much, for sure.
And there's no real reason for the Eagles to rush him back.
Not at all. And right. They have this whole procedure in coming back from concussions, and he's still kind of stuck in the third step out of four steps. So, I would guess that Bryce Brown's going to play the next couple of weeks. So if she's got Bryce Brown, and is that all she has is Brown and Ridley? Those were two
best
options.
That's all she lets us know.
Okay. I'd call him an RB2. I wouldn't expect him to put up RB1 numbers.
Yeah.
Talk about Ridley. Yep.
How about our friend Schuler? He has RG3 as a starter now. He's looking for a backup quarterback. He already has Ryan Fitzpatrick, but he's looking ahead to the playoffs. You know, RG3 takes a lot of hits. Should he grab Chad Henne, Sam Bradford, or should he stick it out with Ryan Fitzpatrick? And I'm quickly looking up the strength of schedule for quarterbacks here.
Yeah.
Buffalo, they got two really tough matchups. Rams, Seahawks, Miami, three matchups, actually.
Well, it sounds like this. It sounds like our Shuler here, he has a bye in week 14.
Yeah.
Right?
Bye in week 14, yeah.
He has a bye in week 14. So week 15, if that's what he's looking at, is that what he's looking for? Is a quarterback in week 15?
Correct.
All right. Well, then he's got...
Well, no. Not necessarily. He has RG3 as a starter.
Oh, okay.
He's looking for a backup in case something were to happen to Griffin.
Gotcha. Well, like you said, Ryan Fitzpatrick in week 15 has Seattle, and week 16, Miami.
Yeah.
Bradford has Minnesota in week 15, and then Tampa Bay.
Right.
And then Henne has the Dolphins and the Patriots.
I'm going to shy away from Henne on this one.
Who are you going to go with?
I'm going to go with Sam Bradford. Is that crazy?
No, I mean, he's in a dome against Minnesota, and then he's got Tampa Bay, which could be high scoring. I think Henne has the most crazy upside. He has the most upside to put up a ridiculous number.
Right.
I mean, he's done it several times over the years.
I know.
But I think if you're looking for kind of a viable backup, I would shy away from Fitzgerald. I think we both agree there, right?
Yes.
I mean, we don't like him against Seattle, and we don't like him on the road down in Florida against the Dolphins. So I think the other two are definitely an upgrade. I guess I agree with you. Maybe Bradford's a safe play. Henne's kind of the crazy upside play. But as long as he has RG3 healthy, he shouldn't have to worry about any of this.
You know, I do have Chad Henne on my waiver wire report this week. 823 passing yards, 7 touchdowns, only 2 interceptions over the last 3 weeks. But given the fact his matchups during week 15 and 16, you know, I kind of like Bradford's a little bit better.
Yeah. All right.
All right, how about we go to our friend Higgins? He's on a 9-game winning streak, Todd. How about it? Our friend Dan Higgins.
Nice.
Excellent. 9-game winning streak. Can't beat that. Needs two of these three wide receivers, Greg Jennings, Calvin Johnson, Stevie Johnson, Denaro Alexander. And he can also drop any one of those four players for our boy, T.Y. Hilton. Now, obviously, Calvin Johnson is in the lineup, so he really needs one out of those three.
All right.
Jennings, Stevie J, Denaro Alexander.
Well, why don't we consult the FF Champs rankings to answer the question?
Well, I'll tell you this.
Yeah.
I don't need to consult the rankings. I already know what I'm going to say. Denaro Alexander playing against the Pittsburgh Steelers, who have the best passing defense in the league. I'm cutting him. I'm picking up T.Y. Hilton because I love the Colts schedule for the playoffs.
Okay.
Get T.Y. Hilton on your roster, Higgins. Cut Denaro Alexander. He has a terrible matchup in week 14. Now, does he start T.Y. Hilton over Greg Jennings or Stevie Johnson? Stevie Johnson left the game in week 13 with an injury. He says he's going to play. We'll see if that really happens. I have Hilton ranked above Jennings and above Stevie J. So to me, Hilton's my guy this week. Hilton for Higgins. Higgins for Hilton.
There you go. Pick him up. Start him alongside Megatron.
Scoop and score.
You know, I've been high on T.Y. Hilton all since the preseason, so I'm down with that. I'm down with that move, Bill.
I know you have. You love T.Y. Hilton.
Yep. He's coming on strong.
You helped me get him in my Dynasty League. I got to give you credit for that. No one knew who he was. Florida International, third pick, some wide receiver out of a small school. People are looking at me like, I'm going to take T.Y. Hilton. They're like, don't you mean Ty? I was like, no, you idiots. It's T.Y. Get it right. He's going to be my superstar the next 5 years. What do you know about it? And I also paired him up with Andrew Luck, my first-round pick. So I'm sitting pretty in that Dynasty League. I got a first-round bye. My team is unstoppable. I can talk about my Dynasty team for years because everyone's under the 26 years of age. I'm going to have the best team for the next 5 to 8 years, guaranteed. No one's even coming close.
You're in good shape. And T.Y. Hilton, you know, he's going to get better. He's going to have a couple – he has a short lifespan, in my opinion, because he's purely based on speed, right?
Yeah.
So he's got like a 4 or 5 year window, which is still pretty good in Dynasty League, right?
Yeah.
But he's going to have 4 or 5 years to be that deep threat. They need to get somebody to kind of replace Reggie Wayne here the next year or two, and they're going to be set.
That's what they need. Maybe Donnie Avery can be that guy.
No, they need to draft somebody. They need to find a possession receiver. That'll really help. Really help Hilton going over the top. That's what he's best at.
All right, we're all caught up on our emails. What do you say we take a phone call real quick? 508-298-0398. Our friend Olivier from Virginia dialed us up, so we're going to chime him in right now. What's going on, Olivier? How'd you do in Week 13, my friend?
Gentlemen, how are you doing?
We're doing great.
Excellent, excellent. First of all, I did not do very well with my quarterback selections. Did well with Des Bryant again, and the gem was definitely Bryce Brown. He really kicked butt. And the Jets defense did well. But I'm calling you to let you know that I subscribe to FF Champs, and I'm very happy about it. And that's
all
the
right.
thing I can do with all of the help that you've provided me to date.
I'll tell you what, you let me know if you have any questions about how to set anything up. You have my email address. Feel free to chime in whenever you want.
I appreciate it. I need to navigate through the whole thing, but it's a beautiful website. You guys are doing a great job, and there is a wealth of information in there. So it's,
now, don't
fantastic.
Don't let my scary face scare you away from using the site. I'm only up on the site in videos, so you don't have to click on the videos if you don't want to see my face. I'm more of a radio personality. You know,
he's got a face for radio. Olivia.
That is right, face
Kevin
for radio.
Told me
all right,
your real face.
Nah, I could use a mask next time.
don't worry. Beauty is within.
That's right. Yeah. That's what I keep telling all these girls I meet at the bars, but they're not buying it. So
well, the more they drink, the more you look like George Clooney. That's what I tell them.
There you go.
Yes. Yeah, anyway, so this week I'm not really sure. I'm glad that Todd is having a blast in the back.
I like that line. That's a good one.
Thank you.
What do we got? How can we help you today?
I'm not sure if you can. I think I'm going to get rid of Matt Ryan and Robert Griffin III. That these are the two quarterbacks I had taken, and I need to do some research this week to figure out what the best matchup is and so forth. And I'll do that, and maybe I'll call back another day to let you know what I thought, because I think I should do my homework myself instead of allowing you just to tell me what I should be doing, because if I don't do that, I will never learn. And you guys are the masters and the gods, so I'm just an apprentice at this point.
Well, listen, we're here to help you. So if you want some of our advice, we're more than happy to give it to
you. Yes, I'm dying for it.
But if you want to do your own homework and then call back maybe on Thursday, Todd and I are back here on from 4 to 6 on Patriots.com Radio with our Football Nation show. We typically don't do a lot of fantasy on that show, but you're more than welcome to call in towards the end of the second hour. We'll try to help you out.
Oh, should I just call on Tuesday then? Better to do the fantasy? I can do
better to call fantasy for Tuesday.
Okay.
That being said,
in that case, what do you think of quarterbacks for this? Is Romo a better choice than Ryan or RG3?
No, he's not. No, he's Romo's got a really tough matchup against the Bengals.
Olivier, why are you down on RG3?
I expect a production out of the investment I make in players on a weekly basis. And yesterday, he played fairly well, but from a fantasy perspective, it was abysmal. So I'm not really sure if I should keep him against Baltimore that, no matter what, still has a pseudo-good defense, and I'm not really sure that, he's going to be performing.
Just,
so that's why
just,
I'm...
For the listening audience out there, you play a salary cap format, right?
That's correct, yeah.
Right, so his team changes every week.
Because, keep in mind, Olivier, that most people don't play that format, and they think you might be crazy for benching RG3. You're saying that his value, his salary, might not be worth it. You might be able to find an under the radar type player with a lower salary that might get you equal production.
That is
Olivia,
correct.
How about we do this, Olivia?
That's the challenge that I have for that league.
Yeah, Olivia, how about we do this? I'm going to just spit two quarterbacks at you, and I think this is who you should use this week. They should come relatively cheap. All right. Eli Manning against the 32nd ranked New Orleans Saints passing defense, and Andrew Luck against the Tennessee Titans 28th ranked passing defense. Those are the two quarterbacks you should go with this week.
Eli played. Matt Ryan played against the same defense, the New Orleans defense, and I thought he was going to have a monstrous game last week.
Yeah,
and last week he didn't. It was pretty abysmal as well. So hopefully Eli can do a better job.
I'll
take your recommendation on it.
All right, good.
I always do. Anyways, guys, I don't want to take too much of your time. I appreciate your welcome into the show and your hospitality as well. And I wish you a great day. And maybe I'll give you a call from Vegas on Thursday.
You're going to Vegas? Why are you trying to make my life jealous? I don't understand. It's bad enough as it is. I don't need my callers to be telling me they're going to Vegas. They just got back from Brazil. They're hanging out on the beach. Can't I be miserable enough? You have to make me more miserable, Olivier? What's up?
My job is to make you happy. And as a matter of fact,
it's not working.
Week I will be in Brussels, and I'll bring you back some chocolate if you want. But one thing that we need to think about is our trip to New York. When are we going to do that?
Hey, I'm here every day, my friend.
That's not what I meant. The bet. Remember the bet?
The bet.
Oh yeah,
of
yes, the bet. Yeah, we all remember the bet. That'll happen eventually.
Yeah.
What hotel are you going to in Vegas? What hotel are you going to in Vegas?
I think the Wynn.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I'm not a gambler. I'm just going there just to to party a little bit.
You're not a gambler. Then, you're going to Vegas?
Yeah. I just like I like the shows. Great restaurants. Great wine cellars. You know, great atmosphere. But I'm not a gambler.
Yeah, that's what I go to Vegas for too—the wine cellars.
best in the U.S. actually.
Oh, all right.
Be surprised. But anyways, I'll have a few drinks for you.
Thank you, Olivia. I appreciate that.
Okay, guys.
Red number five, red number three. I won't let you down.
Red number five and three, roulette at the Caesar's Palace.
All right. All right.
See you guys.
Take care, Olivia. Bye. Is he for real, Todd?
Is he for real?
Two weeks ago, he calls in telling me he's in Brazil, partying on the beach. He's sending me photos of these girls, luscious women, hanging out in bikinis on the beach. Now he's going to Vegas. Like, it's bad enough that I'm in my house all day crunching fantasy stats. Now I got my callers telling me they're going to Vegas, they're partying. He just wants to go out there for have a couple drinks. Some life he has, Olivier, down in Virginia.
Did you catch what he said? He said he might be going to Brussels in a couple weeks.
And then he's going to Brussels. Where's Brussels? I have no idea what that was supposed to mean.
Wikipedia is your friend, Bill.
Where is he?
He is our international man of mystery. There's no doubt about it.
Brussels.
Right?
Yeah. How do you spell Brussels?
You really have to Google what Brussels is?
City of Brussels. Brussels. Officially, the Brussels region of Brussels capital region is the capital of Belgium and the de facto capital of the European Union. Population, 1.8 million. Yeah. Elevation, 43 above sea level. Typical weather this time of year is about 37 degrees Fahrenheit. And local time is now 11:13 p.m.
There you go.
How's all that? See, I need to know everything. Everything I need to know about Brussels, I just found out. Quick Google search, brought it right up.
Now you're an expert.
Now I'm an expert.
The international man of mystery, Olivier. Gotta love him.
Now I wonder what his goal is for this ESPN fantasy thing. Like, does he win money at the end of the year? Like, if he's winning a lot of money, I want some of it.
Would it surprise you if he's laying down some serious coin?
He might be.
Given his lavish lifestyle.
He says he doesn't gamble, though. I find it very interesting. He doesn't gamble, yet he calls every week for fantasy advice. Very interesting. Very interesting. All right, what do you say we take a look at last week's injury report? Kevin, you got anything for that? Bumps and bruises?
Oh, you screwed me up. I thought you were going to do the waiver wire. We already did that.
We already did what?
Did we do the waiver wire already? I've lost my
place. No, that's coming up after the bumps and bruises. See, the way that I like to do the show, you go over the injury report first, because this way you identify the players that are injured, and maybe it opens up some holes or opens up some doors for the guys on the waiver wire. So you do the injuries first, and then you come out with the waiver
wire. All right, here we go with the injuries.
See how that works?
Yep, you can have it your way.
Thanks.
Probable?
It is what it is. Yeah.
Questionable?
I've fallen, and I can't get up.
Doubtful? Are any of your players on this week's injury report? It's time for Bumps and Bruises.
That's right. All right, so here it is, Bumps and Bruises. Amazing, Todd. No quarterbacks were injured in Week 13. That's pretty. That's the first time that happened this year.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Quarterbacks came unscathed in Week 13.
Wow. Wow. Well, that's good news for fantasy.
Yeah, good news for fantasy.
But not so good in the running back department.
That being said, Mike Vick, still not coming back week 14. Ben Roethlisberger, still questionable to return. We know Alex Smith is well over that concussion. He's still not the starter for the 49ers. Am I missing anyone from quarterbacks? I think that's it. Vick and Big Ben are really the ones that we have to keep an eye on heading into this weekend.
Well,
Vick's not going to play.
The Eagles named Nick Foles their starter the rest of the way. So
rest of the year?
Yeah, rest of the way. So it's probably Foles the rest of the way, and Vick's probably done.
Wow, Vic might be done. You think his NFL career is done?
No. For the season.
No. But I'm saying, we all know that he's not going to be on the Eagles next year.
Yeah, someone will pick him up. They might not pick him up as a starter, but he'll land somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't you think?
Yeah, I guess so. I just don't know where
look at some of these guys. Look at Arizona. Ryan Lindley, John Skelton.
But...
Right?
I feel like if any of those teams take Vic, they may be taking a step back instead of planning for the future. Vic is not the future of a franchise.
No. Anymore. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that he's
a quality
backup. You think
he's a one-year plug-and-play. Yeah.
Yeah, and think about it. If you've got a healthy Vic and you just need him to step in and play for a few weeks, he can be pretty good. He's dangerous. He completely messes with the defensive coordinators.
That's true.
Game planning.
That's
true. But no, you can't. We said this when the Eagles, you know, decide to make him their starter. He will not last the season. He can't.
No,
the way he plays.
And he hasn't. And he
and he hasn't. So it's come to fruition. So, yeah, you know, I think he'll land somewhere as a backup.
All right, how about the running backs on this week's injury report? We'll go to the Jacksonville Jaguars, where Rashad Jennings went down with a concussion. And like I said, that opens the door for a running back on the waiver wire that we'll get to in just a bit. Donald Brown of the Indianapolis Colts exited Sunday's win over Detroit with an ankle injury. And I think that's really good news for Vic Ballard, because they have a great matchup this week against the Tennessee Titans. So expect Vic Ballard to have a more than his usual fantasy performances if Donald Brown is inactive.
Yeah, you know, both of these teams you just mentioned, the running back carousel from those
terrible teams. Terrible.
The Jags. It was MJD. First it was Jennings, then MJD, then MJD got hurt, then it was Jennings, then it was Parmalee. Now it's back to Jennings, and now they're talking about Montel Owens. Which
that was the guy I was going
to
say in the waiver.
Owens. But, that's, you know, it's ridiculous. Yeah. Then with the Colts, you know, it's been a similar ride with Donald Brown and Vic Ballard. Who am I forgetting? Somebody
Dalen
else.
Dalen Carter.
Dalen Carter, yeah. It's just it's a mess. But, yeah, maybe this is good news for Vic Ballard. And I actually still have Ballard on one of my lineups, so one of my rosters, so hopefully he'll get some more action.
Now, there were a lot of wide receivers that got a little bit banged up in Week 13. Started off with Jordy Nelson of the Green Bay Packers, went down with a hamstring injury versus Minnesota. And it was actually on a reception. He caught the ball, went out of bounds, and you saw him limping right away. And Jordy Nelson has been really hit or miss this season. Hasn't really ever, in my mind, played 100% healthy this year. And here we see him again with another injury.
Hey, same thing what we just talked about with the running backs, with the Colts and the Jags. The Packers, you know. You had Jennings hurt, Jordy Nelson was hurt, Nelson's back. This is good news for Randall Cobb owners.
It is. Certainly is.
Cobb's been the one, you know, stable, you know, cog in that passing game.
Yeah.
And as long as he's healthy, you know, he'll continue to see a lot of looks and get a lot of catches in this PPR leagues.
Another Jacksonville Jaguar got banged up in Week 13. That was Cecil Shorts, who's been a top.
Your boy.
Yeah, that's my boy, man. Top eight receiver the last five games of the year. And Cecil Shorts sustained a concussion against the Buffalo Bills. We don't know what his status is right now heading into Week 14.
Stevie Johnson, another one you mentioned earlier in the show. Buffalo Bills wide receiver suffered a hamstring injury versus the Jags. He's always hurt, isn't he?
He is. Stevie's a guy that, you know, he wants to know why so serious. And I'll tell you why so serious, Stevie. It's because you can't stay healthy. And that's been affecting my fantasy squad.
You seem a little bitter about that one.
I tend to get a little bit bitter this time of year.
Yeah?
And I don't know why. I can't help it. You know why? I think it's because it gets dark out. I get depressed. I like to see Jermichael Finley's catching passes. Cecil Shorts has a concussion. What is going on?
Wow. Wow. Well, let's transition to the next wide receiver on the injury list, Bill.
Yeah, Sidney Rice, Seattle Seahawks, took a nasty hit in that overtime game. Caught the game-winning touchdown, right?
Yep.
Caught the game-winning touchdown. But, did he take a shot. And he was laying down for quite some time. I don't mean to laugh at it, but I'm just saying he had the game-winning touchdown, but he got licked on that play.
Yeah, he did.
And luckily, he passed his concussion test. So that's a good sign.
All right, that is good. Cause it
Sidney Rice
bad.
Began in the end zone a lot.
Yeah, Russell Wilson's he likes
him.
He likes him. Yeah, he likes him in the red zone. It's a good thing for fantasy. Ryan Broyles, Bill, you know, we put the jinx on this guy last week. We were talking about how much we liked
bad.
Him.
I feel bad for this one.
Yeah. Torn ACL, right?
Torn ACL. Now, I think he tore his right ACL the last year of his college career. And then he tore his left ACL this past weekend. He'll miss the remainder of the season. And we don't know if he'll be healthy, 100% healthy by the time for next year. But what are the Lions doing at wide receiver right now? We said it earlier in the show. Calvin Johnson's the only one there. They don't trust Titus Young. They're ruling him inactive every week. Conduct detrimental to the team. Nate Burleson broke his leg. They got Mike Thomas. It's Calvin Johnson and Mike Thomas the rest of the year. I wonder if they'll sign anybody. They need to sign somebody.
I don't know. I don't know, man. It's interesting. I mean, it doesn't seem like this is going to affect Megatron at all, though.
No, he's just going to get 20 targets a game. Yeah,
he's too good. He's too good.
Way too good.
All right.
How about Julian Edelman? Obviously, the Patriots sporting crutches after the game. He injured his foot, and the team put him on IR today.
Yep.
Injured reserve. He'll miss the rest of the season. Now, Kevin, is it the designated to return IR where he can come back for the playoffs, kind of like a situation like with Gronk? Or is he done? He's done.
Lee reported that he broke his foot.
Ooh.
Because normally, you guys can weigh in on this too.
Yeah.
But when a player leaves the locker room nowadays in a walking boot, it's kind of not that big of a deal. It's a precautionary thing.
Right.
But when the guy's in the boot and in crutches, you know something's wrong.
Yeah, that's no bueno right there.
So we all knew, you know, it was more than just a little sprain. But, you know, I don't think any of us knew that. You know, it was a broken foot, but it's being widely speculated that he needs surgery to repair.
Oh, man. Nah, that's a tough break for him because he, especially, you know, Patriot fans, obviously, but for fantasy managers, too, he started to play well.
Yeah, he was another target that was coming on strong. I mean, he's better than Brandon Lloyd fantasy wise.
Certainly was, especially the last month of the season.
Return a couple punts, big plays.
Yeah.
So that's where it's going to hurt the Patriots, you know. From a team perspective, because now you have pretty much Wes Welker, and that's about it. And you don't want him getting banged up doing that. So we'll see how they handle that situation moving forward.
Yeah. Hey, Kevin, while we're talking about injuries here and as we move into the tight ends, anything new on Gronk? It's been kind of quiet the last couple of weeks.
You know what? I was thinking the same thing, Todd. I actually have been Googling him every day to see if there's any, you know, up-to-date news. And really, the only thing that comes up is he bought that house in Tampa last week.
Right.
Well, yeah, that was a big
and then,
house, too.
I guess there was a picture tweeted of him, and I don't know where he was. I think he was out at a charity event or something. And it was funny because he's standing there in the picture, and he has the sling that he's probably supposed to be wearing, like, tucked in his back pocket. So yep. He's got both arms out. He looked no worse for the wear. So that's really all we've heard or seen about him in the last couple weeks.
Yeah, so he's bought a house.
Yeah, and kind of a curious spot, Tampa, Florida. I mean, I don't really know.
No, Tampa or Miami?
It was in Tampa.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
I thought it was in Miami.
No, it was in Tampa, I believe. I can double check that while you guys talk amongst yourselves.
Rob Gronkowski house. Tampa. Yo Soy Tampa. Waterfront property.
There you
Tampa
go.
Tampa Bay's nice.
No, I mean, it's nice. It's just kind of hey, like, if I was
like
going
to... Derek Jeter and A-Rod live down there?
Yeah, but it's just one of those things, though, Bill, where if I'm like this multi-million dollar athlete, and he's still, you know, very young, and so, you know, knock on wood, he stays healthy, he's going to make even a lot more money. I just, you know, Brady's got that house in Costa Rica, like on a little, like, tiny island that you need a helicopter to get to. You know, you kind of... I guess I just thought it would be a little bit more glamorous place than Tampa. I've been to Tampa. It's all right, but
yeah.
Even Miami.
You
know, Miami's much better than Tampa.
That's why I thought when I saw that he moved to Florida, I was like, oh, freaking Gronk.
And I can see, you know, you want an off-season. Yeah, you want an off-season pad, a nice warm spot, maybe play some golf, look at some girls, you know, the usual stuff.
He chose Tampa, huh?
Yeah, I mean.
Tampa over Miami.
You know, I was talking. I was out to dinner with my dad on Saturday, and he was like, we were talking about it, and he was like, well, that must be nice for his dad. He can, you know, retire down there one day. And I was like, well, don't get any ideas. You're not moving in with me. I was like, you stay in your own house, old man. I'll put you in a good home one day, but you're not moving in with me.
So we don't have any updates on the Gronk injury.
No, there's
pretty
been
much
no,
not
yeah.
coming back for the regular season.
All quiet on the Western Front so far. I wouldn't rule out the end of the regular season, but – definitely, I would say not this week and probably definitely not next week.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't think he'd come back in the regular season. No point in rushing him back.
Nah, no point. Getting that first round bye would be awfully nice.
That's true.
Give him another week.
And, you know, we were just talking about Edelman, guys, and it's just, you know, how crummy of, you know, a time this is for him to get nicked up. He was one of the main beneficiaries of Gronk not being in the lineup, getting a lot more targets, and it just sucks. You know, he cut that deep ball on Thanksgiving night against the Jets, And he had been getting, you know, 5, 6, 7 targets a game, and, you know, something that was completely foreign to him. He was just used in kind of spot duty before this. So he's just turning into one of those guys that just can't stay on the field, unfortunately. He's turning into Danny Amendola.
Yeah, Danny the same type of player.
Yep.
You know?
Certainly is. All right, last tight end we want to get to here on the injury report is Dustin Keller of the New York Jets. Went down with a high ankle sprain versus Arizona. Who knows if he's going to come back this year. If I were him, I wouldn't, because the Jets are playing for nothing at this point. I would milk that high ankle sprain for as long as I could. If I'm Dustin Keller right now, I'm saying, listen, coach, I can barely move, let alone play with Greg McElroy under center. So I'll be taking the rest of the year off. Maybe him and Santonio Holmes and Darrell Revis can get a card game going on in the locker room.
That's the spirit, Bill.
Listen, if I'm on the Chiefs, the Jaguars, the Cardinals, the Jets, and I'm injured, I am not rushing back. I'm sorry. I'm just not. I'm milking that injury for as long as it's worth. Contracts in the NFL are not guaranteed. It's not, you know, it's not like baseball. Very rarely do I make any baseball references. But it's not like baseball. A-Rod, Alex Rodriguez, is having surgery on his hip. You know, the guy's making $30 million this year, and he's not going to be able to play until the end of July. Like, that's ridiculous. So if I'm a football player and my team stinks, I'm not rushing back anytime soon. Dustin Keller, I'm telling you, you're going to see him partying up in Vegas with Olivier this weekend. He's not coming back. High ankle sprain? Forget it. Catch me on the couch with Xbox Live and a bag of pretzels for the rest of the year. Maybe if he's lucky, he'll get voted to the Pro Bowl, come back for that, go down to Hawaii for a week.
Jets on the Pro Bowl? A Jet Pro Bowler?
I'm just, you know, not necessarily Keller, just anyone. Like, yeah, Matt Forte last year. If your team stinks, you're not coming back from that injury. High ankle sprain, see ya. We'll talk to you in 2013, Keller.
Yeah, well, LeSean McCoy, Michael Vick, same thing.
Exactly. You think LeSean McCoy's rushing back from a concussion? Like, that's a serious, you know, high ankle sprain. You can get a high ankle sprain walking down the street. A concussion? Yeah, that messes with you for the rest of your life. You think LeSean McCoy is coming back? He's going to rush back to play for the Eagles this year? Bryce Brown's absolutely killing it? I doubt you'll see McCoy again this year. Doubt it. Call him doubtful for the year.
He's going to miss the next week or two, right? So he's going to come back for the final game or two, really?
Yeah, they're playing against the Giants week 17. Giants will be fighting for the playoffs. Eagle will be fighting for the draft pick.
The number one pick, baby.
Yeah, right.
They're going to go for it. Yeah,
they need some O-line help.
Is that it for the injury report?
That is it for the injury report. What do you say we take a look at this week's waiver wire?
Kevin can't possibly be ready with that. Cut it real quick.
Nah,
he is.
Free agent. Coming out of nowhere. Pick up waiver wire claims.
There you go.
Man, I'm glad I called that guy.
The names may be different in your league, but the players are the same. The fantasy football champs are here with the roster moves you should make this week.
All right, big week for the waiver wire. And when it comes to the playoffs, Todd, I have a – it's not a very interesting theory. It's nothing earth-shattering. But you want to be proactive when it comes to the waiver wire for the playoffs, and especially for the running back position, all right? It's week 14. There aren't many players available that are going to come out of nowhere and all of a sudden help your squad take home the championship, especially guys that could be that consistent or that guys you can really trust. But when it comes to running backs, you have to be proactive. Perfect example is this LeSean McCoy, Bryce Brown case. Now, you were probably hoping, if you were a LeSean McCoy owner, that you were going to ride McCoy throughout your season, ride him into the championship, ride him throughout the playoffs. So you had to have Bryce Brown as the handcuff. If not, you're looking at someone else's team have the best running back for the last 2 weeks, all right? So that's a perfect example. You want to be proactive. You want to grab your handcuffs, especially for running backs, right?
Of course. It's one of the Ten Commandments, baby. Right?
Yeah.
One of the Ten Commandments of winning fantasy football. You got to handcuff that running back. People that did so are very happy right now with Bryce Brown.
Now, for quarterbacks, it's a little bit different. You want to grab a quarterback with a lot of upside. Someone like Russell Wilson, who's available in 78% of leagues, 293 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 71 rushing yards against a great Bears defense.
Yeah, He's getting it done, man. These rookies are not playing like rookies at all.
He gets the Arizona Cardinals and the Buffalo Bills in the next 2 weeks. Great matchups for Russell Wilson.
All right, so what are you recommending? Pick him up?
Yeah, this is the waiver wire segment of the show. Of course I'm
How can he still be available in 78% of leagues? How is that possible?
Because you know why it's possible? You only need one quarterback in your squad. How many quarterbacks do you really need?
Every league I'm in, everyone keeps at least two quarterbacks on their roster. Usually two, but two. 10-team league, 20 quarterbacks are always, always on a roster.
All right.
Not the case in your leagues?
Yeah, in some of them. You think Russell Wilson's a top 20 quarterback?
Yeah.
Yeah, he is now. But for the last couple of weeks, you had guys like Jay Cutler, Ryan Fitzpatrick, maybe Colin Kaepernick as your quarterback too. Right?
No, maybe. I don't know. Russell Wilson's shown enough. He showed enough early on. He's been a starter since game one.
That's true.
So he's shown enough. I mean, he's been in my league. He's been gone a long time ago. Now, I mean, you know, are people playing him? No, probably not. You know, they're playing on bye weeks, and you know, it was a spot start. But I'm shocked that he's available in 78% of leagues.
Well, listen, according to Yahoo, which is the number one fantasy football commissioner product out there, he's available in 78% of leagues. I'm just going by the numbers that they're telling me here.
All right, you got it.
I can't listen. He's not available in the league that I'm in. But for the people that are listening to the show, the average everyday fantasy player, more than likely he's available. 78% elite.
So if he's out there, grab him. He's got the Cardinals and Bills the next 2 weeks. That's all I'm trying to say.
I hear you. All right, now running backs. Here's what I was saying, bringing up before about being proactive, all right? You want to have the handcuff to your stud running backs. Case in point, Adrian Peterson, phenomenal season. Last year, what happened in week 13, 14, and then again in week 16? He got injured. He didn't play. So what do? You pick up Toby Gerhardt. Make sure you have Toby Gerhardt on your roster, because if Peterson were to go down, Gerhardt is very capable of filling that void. In case of an injury, you don't want to run the risk of not being able to get Gerhardt later. Grab him now. Be proactive, right? Makes sense?
Yeah, this is if you're in the playoffs, you need to fine-tune that roster. This is the final move you need to make, you know?
Right.
And it's a total defensive move. It's, like you said, proactive move. But go out and grab the handcuff to your star running back. You know, I can see during the season, Bill, like especially in leagues where you have small rosters.
Yeah.
It's kind of – sometimes it's tough to keep that handcuff that you know you're going to play.
It is. But now, this time of year, yeah. Right.
Forget it. Now you gotta have him on your roster.
You gotta trim the fat.
No one else is gonna go get him. So go get him. You know, and you'll be safe. It's an insurance policy.
All right, I got a long list of handcuffs here. You have Ray Rice. You want Bernard Pierce on your squad. You have Marshawn Lynch. Go out and get Robert Turbin. You have Stephen Ridley. You'll want Shane Vereen. Matt Forte. Grab Michael Bush. Trent Richardson. Get Montario Hardesty. You have Doug Martin. You want to have LeGarrette Blount on your squad. Now, these are guys that maybe they didn't do anything all year. LeGarrette Blount, perfect example. He hasn't done anything. He hasn't done squat all season long. But if Doug Martin were to go down with an injury, guess who's going to come in and get the touches? It's LeGarrette Blount. You want to protect your assets. Get some insurance policies for your favorite, for your most productive players. Arian Foster, you want Justin Forsett on your team. If you have Michael Turner, you want to go out and get Jaquizz Rodgers. The list goes on. We have them all at ffchamps.com. Check it out. It's very important you get some insurance. Get your handcuffs to your running back studs. Now, for wide receivers, you want to go with the guys that are hot. No one's hotter right now than Golden Tate for the Seattle Seahawks. 230 yards, 4 touchdowns in his last 4 games. Chris Givens of the St. Louis Rams, another hot player. 16 receptions, 207 yards, and a touchdown in his last 2 games. And we think Danny Amendola may be out a couple more games. So Chris Givens, certainly a guy I like. And then how about Donnie Avery for the Indianapolis Colts? 91 yards and 2 touchdowns against the Detroit Lions in Week 13. Had that game-winning score. Very nice play there by Donnie Avery. And then for the tight ends, we mentioned him at the top of the show during our tight end champ segment. Brandon Myers, still available in over half the leagues out there. 14 receptions, 130 yards and a touchdown. He's getting a ton of targets from Carson Palmer. Go out there and get Brandon Myers. He's a great start this week against the Broncos. And then speaking of Denver, how about Jacob Tammy, available in 66% of the leagues out there? He's staying hot, too. 9 receptions, 89 yards in Week 13, 4 receptions, 48 yards, and a touchdown back in Week 12. So Tame is a guy that has been putting up some quality fantasy football stats.
There you go. Yeah, Brandon Myers, man, unbelievable. That's Gronk-like. 14 catches, 130 in a touch.
And you know what? Gronk went down with an injury. A lot of people I recommended. Brandon Myers was the guy you go out there and pick him up. He has not let down yet.
No. Well, you know, think about the Raiders. You know, they're a team that's behind a lot. That's why Carson Palmer's put up some nice stats this year.
Yeah,
and think of their wide receivers. You know, there's nobody that jumps off the page.
Denarius Moore, Darius Hayward Bay, major disappointments.
Yeah, you know, they're average players. So a guy like Brandon Myers steps up. It's good.
All right, when we come back, we'll be taking your telephone calls, 508-298-0398. And if you're listening to this show via the podcast later on in the week, you can hit us up on Twitter, at FFChamps. We're also answering your emails, webradio at patriots.com. Plus, when we come back, we'll go over some of our Week 14 player rankings. You won't want to miss it. That's all happening next right here on patriots.com radio.
Ah, that is the unmistakable scent of smoked sausage in this Dunkin' Donuts breakfast sandwich.
Yeah, you mentioned that 4 whiffs ago.
True smoked sausage deliciousness must be treasured.
Hurry in today for the unmistakable taste of a smoked sausage breakfast sandwich from Dunkin' Donuts. It's deliciously irresistible. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Stop by Dunkin' Donuts and get a freshly brewed coffee. America runs on Dunkin'.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then, I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live, right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Up top, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the red zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call *NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics tickets to all games with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit patriots.com/the list to join today.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only 4-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochere. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Contractors, having trouble getting a construction bond? Did you miss the chance to bid a job because your agent didn't support you? Give me a call. My name is Brent Cross. I want to be your bond agent. Call 800-999-7345. That's 800-999-7345. Online at crossagency.com. Cross Insurance is one of New England's largest providers of construction bonds. Don't miss out on any more work. Cross Insurance, the official insurance broker of the New England Patriots.
Welcome to Dunkin' Donuts.
I need some of Dunkin's delicious packaged coffee.
Sure, how many do you need?
One for everybody on my holiday shopping list.
Wow, so that's why you brought a wheelbarrow.
Give the gift everyone loves to get. Delicious Dunkin' Donuts packaged coffee. Get 2 pounds for just $12.99. Available only at Dunkin' restaurants. America runs on Dunkin'. Plus applicable taxes. Single pound sold at regular price. Offer excludes 8-ounce packages. Participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Todd DeVries and Bill Enright are the Fantasy Football Champs.
All right, welcome back. A couple more minutes left in the show. We want to help everyone with your fantasy football teams for Week 14. It's the playoffs, baby. You got to get those wins right now. So we have a couple more minutes left. Again, you can hit us up on Twitter anytime during the week, at FFChamps. But if you have a last-minute question and you're listening to this show live, give us a call, 508-298-0398. We also have the emails open, webradio@patriots.com, where we're going to take a question from Gilbert from Pasadena, California. And he's in a pretty interesting predicament here, Todd. He's got Eric Decker penciled in at his flex position, but he also has Pierre Garçon on the bench, and Garçon has back-to-back weeks with a touchdown. Oh, he's looking good.
Garçon, all the way.
Over Eric Decker against the Raiders?
Have you seen Eric Decker the past month?
I know. It's not the past month.
The last 4 weeks.
Actually, no, you're right.
Two catches, two catches, four catches, two catches. He's fallen off the face of the earth.
And what happened? He was on such a hot streak with those touchdowns. He had back-to-back week touchdowns. Back-to-back touchdown. 2 weeks of back-to-back touchdowns. Oh, what am I saying?
He scored one touchdown.
Back-to-back touchdowns in two straight weeks.
No.
Nah, still
let me get it straight. Yeah. He scored a touchdown in five straight games, Bill.
Yeah.
And the last two of those, he scored twice each time.
Right.
There you go.
Right, there you go.
Good Lord.
Since then, he only scored once in the last four games.
He has 10 catches in his last four games combined.
He's playing against the Raiders, though. Oh.
Bill, the last segment you just said with wide receivers, play them while they're hot.
Play them while they're hot. I know. I know what I said.
I'm kicking myself that I didn't get Pierre Garçon when one of my idiot competitors dropped him early in the year. I should have just grabbed him and hoarded him and waited.
Yeah.
Garçon is – Robert Griffin doesn't look at anyone else.
All right, so we're telling our friend Gilbert from Pasadena, who, by the way, he says he loves the show. He's in the playoffs for the first time in 3 years. He has to win. We're telling him to go with Garçon over Eric Decker, huh?
Is it PPR? Doesn't even matter.
Doesn't say.
Bill, Garçon, last week, 11 targets, 8 catches, 106 yards and a touch. The week before that, 93 yards and a touch.
I know. Garçon was my sleeper of the year in the preseason, and he's just
finally healthy.
He got injured. He's finally healthy. Finally playing great. I think you're right. Gilbert, got to go with Garçon this week. Leave Decker on the bench. How about his quarterback, Todd? He said Matt Ryan has been killing him the last couple weeks.
Yep.
Should he trust him this week, or should he throw in Colin Kaepernick? What do you say?
Ooh. Wow. He's got Matt Ryan against the Panthers. That's a pretty favorable matchup, correct?
It certainly is.
You know. And Kaepernick.
Yeah.
Against the Dolphins? Man, I got to go with Ryan.
I'm just looking up Ryan's stats. Last time the Atlanta Falcons took on the Carolina Panthers, Matt Ryan had 369 yards, 3 touchdowns. So you got to go with Matt Ryan here. You got to trust Ryan against the Panthers.
You're in the playoffs now. It's not time to mess around. Right?
Right. Got to stick with Ryan.
Yeah, I'm sticking with Ryan there.
All right, we've got another email from Mike P. And Kevin, you got to help us out on this one, because it relates to the Patriots and what Bill Belichick is going to do at the end of the season. Mike P's playoffs go from week 15 and through week 17. He has a bye in week 15. So he's really looking forward to week 16 and week 17. He wants to know, what do you think the chances Bill Belichick strays from only playing the starters? He's not going to play Brady as much in the final stretch of the season.
I think there's no chance of that.
See, I agree. I totally agree. He only has one other quarterback, and that's Henny or Russell Wilson.
Yeah,
or,
no.
Excuse me. He only has one other quarterback, but he might be able to go with Chad Henne or Russell Wilson. I think he's still up to stick
out
with
Brady. Think especially with that Baltimore loss, I think things are so tight that they're going to be competing for that bye the whole way through the rest of the season here.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
First of all, the Patriots have at Jacksonville week 16 and then Miami at home to finish it off. What if the Patriots
they're locked
into a position going into week 17 for this emailer? For Mike P., what if they're locked into the two or the three slot? Nothing can change. What do you think happens in week 17?
I still think they're going to play at least a little bit. They might not play quite as, but I still think they're going to play. I think that's just the way that Bill's always done it from my time here. You look at that, you know, that was the situation a couple of years ago. I think back in, what year was that? 2009 when Welker blew out his knee.
Right.
You know, they had nothing really to gain in that game either. And
still played.
Yeah, all of a sudden, you know, Welker blows his knee out, and oh my God, here goes everything. And you know, I think they started to take a lot of their starters off the field after that mishap. You know, Brady came out, Castle came in, and you know, this team has been known also to, if losing helps them get a better first round matchup, they've also done that in the past. But I don't think that that's gonna be the case this year. I think they're going to be competing for that bye all the way through, at least to the last week of the season.
Did you just accuse the Patriots of throwing a game?
Oh, they've done that. I mean, they've started Castle before when, you know, they've had a chance to win and move up because the matchup was better.
Wow.
You know, and I think they even had a chance to win that game against it was against Miami, like, the last week of the season, and they had to convert, like, a two-point conversion to tie the game and send it in overtime.
They went for one.
No. They went for two, and Castle rolled out and threw it into, like, the third row.
Oh, God.
Dead serious. And, I mean, you could tell, like, more or less what they were doing with Castle on the field to begin with, but that just made it even more obvious.
All right, we got to stick with this emailer here. Help him out. Mike P., again, same person, wants to know, he has Arian Foster a little bit worried about the Texans benching Foster for the last game of the season. He wants to know, would it be wise to pick up Justin Forsett as a handcuff? Yes, absolutely. That's what we were saying in the last segment. Be proactive when it comes to your stud running backs. Go out and get Justin Forsett. You may want to even get Ben Tate just in case. That's absolutely a move that I would suggest making.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, again, I'm a little concerned if I'm Mike P. in week 17 because the Tom Brady thing, I mean, he asked if he should go out and get Chad Henne. Who plays the Titans in week 17, or Russell Wilson, who plays the Rams. I would definitely line up one of those two guys, have him ready just in case.
Right. Just in case.
In case the Patriots don't need that week 17 game for any reason. And then for everything else, I mean, for a lot of reasons, he should definitely get the handcuff to Arian Foster at this point.
And that brings up a great point that I hate leagues that go to week 17.
It makes no sense.
Because you don't want to bench Arian Foster. You know, that's your stud all season long. That's your number one draft pick, and you're not going to be able to use him in the most important week of the season. That's garbage, man. Get rid of the week 17 thing. Make your playoffs week 14, 15, 16. It works out for everybody. That's the fair way to do it when it comes to fantasy football championships.
Totally agree, and we're kind of lucky this year, Bill. You know, there's been years where a team is so far ahead, you know, like the Colts the one year were, what, 13, 14, 15 and 0, right? They started benching guys in week 16.
Right.
You know?
Right. They had Dallas Clark and Reggie Wayne in for the 100 reception, and then they took them right out. Remember that?
So we should be thankful we don't have that scenario this year.
Very true.
Maybe the Falcons, they're 11-1, and the next best team is 8-3-1.
Right.
Maybe worry about the Falcons in week 16. Maybe. Possibly. But other than that, you know, Houston, I mean, I think the Patriots are going to beat Houston this week, so I think Houston's going to have a lot to play for in week 16.
All right.
But we're kind of fortunate in that regard.
Let's take a quick caller. We got Nick from Australia calling from way down under. Hey, Nick, you're on Patriots.com radio. Thanks for calling in.
My pleasure, guys. How you doing?
Doing great. What you got for us today?
I need a little bit of lineup help. I've been doing pretty good in most of my leagues, but I've got one issue. Is Jones Drew coming back at all?
I don't know, man. If I were him, I wouldn't be coming back, like I said. Come anyone from the Jaguars, the Chiefs, the Raiders, the Jets. I'm laying on the couch for the rest of the season, showing up on game day, wearing a hat and sweatpants.
Right.
I don't know if Maurice Jones-Drew is going to come back. At this point, he's not playing in week 14. We know that. So at this point, he'd only be coming back for three more games, week 15, 16, and 17. I don't know, man. I wouldn't put a whole lot of faith in MJD at this point.
Okay. Okay, so my running backs in my number one comp, I have Forte. I picked up Bryce Brown.
Great.
I have Ridley. I have Reese, and I have Sproles.
Okay.
Which three of those do you think I should play this week?
Bryce Brown, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a PPR league?
No, it's not.
Okay. What do you think, Bill? I mean, Bryce Brown, you got to play him. He's got
Forte. He has to play Bryce Brown, yeah.
Yeah, he's got Forte, Ridley, Reese, and Sproles, not PPR.
Not PPR, you got to bench Sproles. Non-PPR, right?
Yeah, non-PPR. So Sproles is out.
Sproles is out.
Where are we with Forte this week, Bill?
See, Forte, even in the non-PPR, I'm not that high on. He's my 16th ranked running back.
Yeah, especially if he's not getting the goal line carry.
Exactly. Bryce Brown's number 11 for me. You got to love Bryce Brown, what he's been doing. Guy's on an absolute tear.
Well, I've actually put in waiver wire for Noshon Moreno as well.
Moreno, I got him ranked 13th this week playing against Oakland. I love that matchup for Denver against Oakland. Those Thursday night games have been – that's why I wanted to kind of plug in Decker for that last emailer. But the Thursday night games have been so lopsided this year that if you have anyone from Denver, I think you want him in your lineup this week, except for the last emailer that Pierre Garçon, we advised him to go with Garçon, which is the better play. But Moreno, great matchup against the 30th-ranked Oakland Raiders run defense. And Moreno, you know, I haven't been trusting him a whole lot throughout his career, but he's been running the ball really well. And the Broncos certainly trust him a lot more than the rookie Ronnie Hillman at this point. So, yeah, pick up Moreno. Yeah, sure.
So, Bill, so to answer his question here, I mean, without Moreno, the starters, in my opinion, would be Forte, Bryce Brown, and Ridley.
Right.
Okay? So which one of those three are you taking out for Moreno?
I'm not taking out any of them for Moreno, but I'd like to see Moreno on his squad for the playoff run.
Gotcha.
Yeah, okay. And, I have Owen Daniels and Jimmy Graham.
You gotta go with Jimmy Graham.
Okay. No worries. I also have Vincent Jackson, Cecil Shorts, and Torrey Smith.
Well, I love the matchup for Torrey
Smith. I need two of those guys.
Yeah, I love the matchup for Torrey Smith this week. And even Vincent Jackson has a great matchup against the Eagles. The thing about Cecil Shorts is we don't know if he's going to be able to play. He might be inactive right now with that concussion.
Yeah, all right. Well, I can just bug Torrey Smith in. That's no problems. Okay, and so, well, if MJD isn't much good to me, I do have Tom Brady as my quarterback, so maybe I don't have a second quarterback, so maybe I should drop MJD and try to pick up a quarterback then.
Is there anyone? I don't want to drop MJD only because I'm worried that he comes back week 16 to play in one game, and all of a sudden one of your opponents picks him up, and then, you know, you end up facing
the wrong
guy.
Even if he does come back, would you think he'd be more valuable than the four or five running backs I have at this stage?
I just don't know. I'm not comparing him against the other running backs you have. I'm more worried about...
Just don't want anybody else to have him.
More worried about anyone else having
move.
Him.
Yeah.
And for your backup for Tom Brady, you know, I don't know if it's worth it.
Okay. No worries. Well, thanks, guys.
Well, Nick, before you go.
Yeah.
How big is NFL fantasy football down under?
It's not huge. I have I have a wife in the States, from the States, and so that's how I picked it up. I've tried to bring it back, so I've got, you know, three or four of my mates into it. I know from listening to Patriots Radio that there's a few other Australian fans online, but I haven't really spent much time here during NFL season for the last couple of years, so.
Well, Nick, it sounds like you know what you're doing. It sounds like you have a great squad.
Yeah.
I mean, if it wasn't for that MJD injury, you'd have a lot of studs in your team. You got Bryce Brown with the waiver wire. That was a great move.
I also had Willis McGahee on my team at one stage and had to drop him.
Yeah, your running back sounded awesome.
I've been pretty good on the waiver wires.
All right.
Wow.
I like
there
to
you
hear
go.
That.
Playing NFL right, fans
guys.
Football.
Take
all
care,
right, Nick.
We
best
appreciate the call. Listen to Australia. Listen to Patriots.com radio all the way down in Australia.
I love it.
What time is it in Australia? Well, should have asked him that.
Yeah.
What time is it, Nick?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's middle of the night. doing probably, some waiver wire work.
It's probably Wednesday there. Or are they might behind be. Us? Is it Monday?
I don't know.
They're either behind us or they're or in front of us. It's either Monday there or Wednesday
explode.
There. What? Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
Playing fantasy football down there. You know, I know rugby's big down there.
Yes, it
is. I wonder if they have fantasy rugby like we have fantasy football.
I don't know. They do have fantasy soccer over there in Europe.
Do they?
Yep.
That must be boring. How do you play fantasy soccer? They score one goal a game.
I don't know. They count other things.
What? What else is there? If you don't
passes,
score passes, they count passes?
Throw-ins, corner kicks.
What? Throw-ins when the ball goes out of bounds? Are you kidding me?
So just so Bill's head doesn't explode here before we get into this soccer nonsense.
Are you nuts?
It is
fantasy
already...
soccer?
It is already...
There's two goals a
He's
game!
He's not going to let me finish. He's not going to let me finish.
Passes? You get a point for a pass? I could be... I'll tell you what. If I was in a soccer league, I would be the most productive fantasy player. That's all I would do. Be passing the ball, kicking it out on purpose, throwing it... You get points for a throw-in? Corner kicks? Those plays mean nothing. That's like getting a point for dribbling in fantasy basketball. We're getting a point for snapping in fantasy football. Imagine giving the snapper a point every time he snapped the ball. Are you nuts, fantasy soccer? Oh, thank God I'm born in the USA. I can root for a real game like the NFL.
Like a Jedi
football.
Knight. No, better than that, a Templar Knight. This is a flash of pure inspiration.
Yeah. Thank God I'm American, man.
It's the gladiators out there, man, not tennis players.
Soccer. You know, soccer's getting bigger and bigger in the U.S. because I think a lot of parents out there are worried about concussions with the NFL. And I can understand that. You don't want your kid getting hurt. But are you telling me that fantasy soccer's big in Europe? The scores must be 5-6 every week. You get a point for a goal.
I don't know, man. They openly promote gambling over there. Like, the teams have... their sponsors on their jerseys, you know? Which,
yeah,
by the way,
that's coming to
that's
America.
That's coming in the NFL.
Absolutely.
Half the sponsors are gambling sites and stuff. So they openly promote gambling over there. So, yeah, fantasy's just a, you know, an attachment to that.
But just
I
got to
do some research on this. I'm dying to know what you get points for in fantasy soccer. Dying to know.
To help Bill settle down here, it's Wednesday, December 5th in Australia, and it's 10 o'clock in the morning.
There
so
you go.
It is now... In our time, Eastern
it's the morning
Standard
drive
time.
Edition of football.
December 4th,
football champs.
I once did a fantasy draft from Australia. How about that? How many people can really say they did a fantasy draft from Australia? I did it over Skype.
You and Nick.
I was
or
in
two.
Australia, and my commissioner, my best friends, wouldn't change the schedule. Wouldn't change the draft date. I was in Australia. I had the trip planned for months. He wouldn't change the draft date. I had a draft. My team from Australia over Skype. I still made the playoffs that year. I didn't finish in first, but I still made the playoffs.
Well, next year we'll have to have a fantasy soccer league, Bill.
I would rather watch cricket.
What about fantasy, like fantasy bass fishing?
I would rather do fantasy golf. Things I would rather do than play fantasy soccer. Fantasy bass fishing. Sure. At least you can weigh. At least you can see the results. You know you're going out and catching a fish. In soccer, the score could be 0-0, and that's the end of the game.
Yeah, it could be.
you ruined my day. Pat, you ruined my day. Because now, the rest of the night, I'm going to go online and I'm going to research how people play fantasy soccer. Because it boggles my mind how you can actually get points in that kind of a game.
Do a fantasy rugby while you're at it, too.
Well, fantasy rugby, I can understand fantasy rugby. That's a very easy. Rugby, are you kidding me? The scores are like in the 70s.
I was watching, I think it was like Outdoor. No, it might have been like Outdoor Life Network or something like that.
Yeah.
And they had like the NCAA Collegiate Bass Fishing Tournament on.
That's cool.
And they were like, the kids that won it were like crying. It was pretty funny. They won, like, the national – they had, like, the actual NCAA national title, like, plaque thing, like, you get in every other sport. It was hilarious.
Were they crying out of shame or
no,
out of
glory? No, of sheer joy to win the title.
Oh,
Imagine all the tail they're going to get after winning the college
basketball. College, all the sponsorship offers. It's like just going to be crazy.
Bass fishing.
Who's the Gronk of the bass fishing circuit?
No idea.
Yeah.
There's got to be a Gronk.
I'm not a big freshwater guy, you know?
No, you're more of this.
I'm more of an old Ahab. I'm a man of the sea.
All right. I like that.
I'm a seaman.
Guys, just be happy that we're American. Otherwise, if we were born in Europe, we'd be playing fantasy soccer, poking our eyes out with our fingers. So boring.
U.S. and A. Greatest country in the world.
That's right, Borat. You got it right there. All right, guys, what do you say we wrap up the show?
Please.
We will be back Thursday, Todd and I and Kevin. We'll be back, Football Nation, Thursday.
If I'm invited, I don't know yet.
4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Kevin, we can't do the show without you, so of course you're invited.
That is true. That's
don't point. Forget to listen to our friend Kerry Byrne's show, coldhardfootballfacts.com. Apparently, the word on the street is he wants a new puppy for Christmas.
Yep. We'll tell you more about that tomorrow. We'll
tell you more about that tomorrow. 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Wednesday, Patriots.com radio. That's Cold Hard Football Facts with Kerry Byrne. And then Todd and I are back here Thursday, Patriots.com radio. 4 to 6 again for our show, Football Nation. Want to give a thank you, very special thank you to our listeners and emailers today. And again, if you're listening to the show on demand via the podcast, hit us up on Twitter at FFChamps.com. And thanks for listening. Best of luck in the fantasy football playoffs. Week 14, big week. Best of luck.
Todd DeVries and Bill Enright bring you the latest trends from the NFL on Football Nation.